Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Enjoy the new art season and upcoming events at Studio Chandler Island's Blackboard Gallery in Camarillo. The new exhibition called Life Force features world-renowned artists Hiroko Yoshimoto and Bob Privet from September 1st through the 24th. Also, be sure to save the date for September 30th for a night of comedy and cocktails with the comedic talents of David Diebel, Steve Smith, and Jason Love. For all upcoming events, check out StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And the reason I say welcome back, one, we are here every week, but we start our shows at 6 o'clock. And of course, we are the brighter side of the 805. That's what we talk about here. And of course, we're here every Saturday from 6 to 8. And we hope that you start your day in a positive way. Wake up with us here. And of course, I'm Kim. And of course, I'm here with Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Oh, great. Great scary first hour with the steampunks and the haunted houses.
Yeah. In fact, we've got more tickets. We were talking with Gary Blum. And, of course, the Steampunk Fest is happening next weekend. And then, of course, we've got the Dead Zone 805, and of course we were excited to be a part of that, and we've got Cooper Nelson talking about that, and so we've got tickets for both of those. We've got lots of other things going on. I do want to remind you of today that we will be at Ventura Harbor. What is the beach called right there? Do you know?
That's a great question.
I know.
Ventura Harbor Village. I always
right across the street at the beach right there.
Yeah.
And right on the sand, right there. What a great place to start your day. And we've got Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, and I will be out there. And I would love to see all of you get down there. Just even to just take a deep breath and be grateful for what's going on in your life. I do want to remind you that if you miss any part of our show, that you can listen to our show on our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. We've got lots of stuff that we are giving away here, and that number for you to call is 805-419-0008. My first guest today in studio is Doris Muna, and she is from Dorothea Pet Healing. And welcome, Doris, and I'm so excited to be working with you.
Thank you, Kim. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. So we're going to find out a little bit more about Doris and what she does. And also joining us today is Michael Blazer from Stearns Lending. And we're going to be talking about low interest rates and mortgage lending. And we're going to find out how to get that and how and what we need to do. So with that, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Boy, did we have some excellent giveaways. Dead Zone 805 spoke to them last hour, the Halloween attraction. We have tickets for that. Remember, 12 plus or so, know your child and take them to this. You will
thank
have,
you for mentioning that again. Yeah, that's very true.
You'll have a great scary time. James and the Giant Peach Jr., that is happening, and Thousand Oaks is the place you're going to see it, at the Caneo Players Theater, a beautiful theater that's been there since the early 60s. Productions are always A+, and we have tickets for James and the Giant Peach Jr. Another excellent theater, Rubicon Theater's premiere of Return to the Forbidden Planet. Yes, that movie, a stage representation of that for the Rubicon. We have the Steampunk Fest. They were in last hour. Heritage Square is where they're going to be. And it's just good times. Lots of fun, as always, with Kim Pagano.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. Let's start off with a pair of tickets to the Steampunk Festival. And, of course, that is next weekend. And again, that is... well, if you, it's over at the Heritage Square, and if you don't win them here, you can go to Oxnard steampunkfest.com. But right now, if you can call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also, you know, you probably didn't realize it was on here, but we have the Rotary Club of Ojai proudly presents the 16th annual Taste of Ojai, and another amazing event. And of course, that's at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa. And of course, that is happening on October 23rd, and I'd love to give some tickets out for that. So, of course, that is 2 to 5. And again, call in 805-419-0008. And write that number down, because all the way through our show, we'll be giving tickets away to different things that are happening. Also, I do want to remind you, when you call in, make sure that we get your email so that we can get you hooked up to our newsletter that goes out every single week, because then you can find out about all of our amazing guests that are happening right here, and all of their websites will be linked to that. So, and we do not share your emails. So welcome, Doris. Let's talk with you, and let's find out a little bit about Dorothea Pet Healing. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Well, I was always a healer for people and environment, like in feng shui. And then a little dog came, actually a big dog came into my life. And she kind of steered me more into pet healing, managed me, trained me. And
our pets kind of do that to us, don't they?
Oh my God, yeah. She was something else. And I just published her story on my blog in 4 parts.
What kind of a dog was it?
She was a German Shepherd mix, Chow Lab, one of those rescue.
Okay, and how did she come into your life?
Well, a lady found her on the 101, abandoned, and was she was scared. I think she was hit by a car or almost hit by a car, and she took her to the East LA shelter, which is a kill shelter, or was then. And after 2 weeks, nobody claimed her, and she called and said, "What happened to this dog?" And they said, "She's going to go down tomorrow." And so this lady felt responsible because she had saved her, and the police cars came and to stop the traffic so they could take her to the shelter. And she said, "No, I'll take her." And this girl is a student, hardly couldn't afford to keep her. But there was a gracious donor who said to send her to a vet and did all her inoculations, showered her, bathed her, clipped nails, took care of her. And then they were driving to a senior home. And she had heard of me, so she called me and said, "Could you look at her?" And this dog was so frightened. She was in a corner. It's a long story.
It's interesting.
Yeah, and didn't want to eat, wanted to be left alone. And, you know, I'm kind of communicate with people telepathically.
Yes, you do. Yes.
So all I got was, I want to go, leave me alone.
And from the dog.
From the dog. Mm. And, of course, we had a little Costco chicken that changed her mind the second day. And then a little water. And the next thing you know, 2 weeks later, she was barking at the mailman and anything that came near our door, and we connected.
Wow.
And she was the one who made me think of pet healing, right, to integrate it in my business.
So what do you think happened? She just is just very scared. And
yes.
And so, you know, it's interesting. You kind of brought this to my attention because my mom had, you know, dogs. And of course, I took them after my mom passed away.
Yes, I remember.
And they're very terrified still. You
yes.
know, I mean, you know, I think it takes a time for them to, you know, kind of ease into somebody else's home. It's almost like a child, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And so is that something that you work with other animals? Because they already are bringing trauma from their life, and then, correct?
Correct. And their separation issues that are very deep ingrained in pets. They are very loyal. And you've heard stories over the news where they travel for miles and
to get back to their
get back. So their separation issues is big. And I noticed a lot of my clients had adopted pets from shelters, and they thought, "Oh, we can't manage this dog, it's or cat, they're not getting along with the other pets we have, we're thinking of taking it back." And I say, "Don't, because it's a matter of energy." And
so you think everything is about energy, correct?
Oh, yep.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, the pets have energies like us. They have chakras like us, but their lower vibrational energy is different than us, and they have fear. They're more in tune with their senses of like they know who likes them and they know who's an aggressor. For some reason, they have it in them, and they can sense if somebody is afraid of them. Of course, there's the hierarchy of who's superior, the alpha, the submissive pet. So when you bring a pet from a shelter and you already have an existing pet, they need to get along. And sometimes diffusing this negativity that may come from one or the other or from the owner. Sometimes the owner downloads a lot of their stuff.
That is true. You know, it's interesting. So we have two cats and two dogs, and my dad always came over and he's like, "I don't understand. Your animals are so loving.
Aww.
They just, you know, welcome everybody and they always want to hang." Now, actually, I have three dogs. You know, is that the representative of the family or the owners?
Sometimes it is. And sometimes depend where the pet came from. And it doesn't mean if they came from a top-notch breeder that they're not going to have issues. You know, sometimes they have different issues. And you hear it a lot. People say the higher the breed, the more problems, the more health issues the pet will have.
Right.
And it's always better to get one who's kind of like a mutt who's been mixed. They have lesser physical health.
Well, Chad isn't here today, but, you know, Paw Works. I mean, you know, if you can save an animal, that'd be the best. That would be my first, you know, choice.
I think so. There's so many around, and it is it's a shame
Right. So, Doris, if somebody of our listeners are listening right now and they have an animal or a pet, because it doesn't matter really what, you know, a cat, you work with cats too?
Cats, birds, reptiles, horses. Wow. I've worked with everything.
So is it kind of like a therapy appointment, or, you know, how does that work?
Sometimes people just get my pet aura spray. They just buy it off the website, and that helps initially. If that doesn't resolve the energy, because that balances the chakras and meridians of the pet, and if that doesn't do it, then we do a consult over the phone, and I do a remote healing on the pet. It started with the horses. Of course, I had a client out of town.
Hold that thought, because we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more. We just had Michael Blazer from Stearns Lending come in. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we're going to find out a little bit about low interest rates right now. And of course, what we need to get and how to get them. And so I'm excited for you to be here. And we are going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give something away right now. And, of course, I've got Rubicon Theater tickets, and that is premiere of Return to the Forbidden Planet. And of course, that is happening all the way. It starts October 26th. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to also throw out some Dead Zone 805 tickets, and that is happening on the 13th. So call us 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Hi there, John O'Hurley here. Have you got what it takes to handle the heat of the kitchen? Well, then prove it. Join five of America's hottest celebrity chefs, including Ben Ford, Elizabeth Faulkner, Antonia LaFaso, Michael Votaccio, and Tyler Florence. Participate in a Chopped-style competition on stage at the Susan G. Komen Culinary Showdown. Help support the fight against breast cancer. Learn more at KomenLACounty.org/cook. That's KomenLACounty.org/cook.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back again, and thank you so much. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Doris Muna right now from Dorothea Pet Healing. Also joining us right now is Michael Blazer from Stearns Lending. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We're going to find out a little bit about what interest rates are doing right now, and I know it's a busy time for you, right?
Yes, it is. Very busy.
And is it the lowest interest rate right now?
Well, rates have hit a three-year low, so it's a good time to take advantage of the rates before they start moving up.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to find out a little bit more about that. And of course, Doris, we are so glad you are here. We're talking about really a deeper healing bond with the pets in our lives, right? And so you were talking about, you know, the Aura spray and different things like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Aura spray helps to clear the energy field around the pets. And that makes it, let's say if there was fear and we clear that, the other pets will not attack it. And so it kind of automatically puts everybody at peace. It's like de-stressing. And so this is can be done externally or internally. Sometimes you can spray it on the pet's food. And we have droppers for cats because they're always afraid of the spray. So that works.
So what's in there that does that? How does that work? I'm confused with that.
Yeah, it has the flower essences that I make. And it's preserved in water, and we put a bit of alcohol to extend the shelf life. So it's like a flower essence is like the ones we take by mouth.
Oh, and so just the smell or the odor is what actually works within us?
Kind of. It's a vibrational energy medicine, what they call vibrational energy medicine, and you can put it on the food and the pet will eat it. Or you can spray. And usually a little bottle you might put, it's by weight. So let's say a 100-pound pet is, you can put 2 drops a day. A 15-pound pet, much less. So one drop a day or every other day and that sort of thing.
Well, Michael, do you have animals?
I don't. We had to put our last one to sleep, unfortunately, of old age. And we've
what
not
kind
replaced.
Of, yeah, what kind of dog? Was it?
It was a dog. Yeah, big dog. I forgot the breed offhand.
Okay.
Love that dog.
Yeah.
Hard to replace when you love it that
I
much.
I know.
Yeah, so
I
hard.
Know. I had to put my black lab to sleep, and I.
Oh.
I mean, she was so sweet, and I kept going to the vet, and they were like, "You know, it's time." I'm like, "Nope, not yet." She's still smiling at me, you know. And then one day I woke up and I was like, my husband's like, "This is going to be your call, not mine." You know, he was probably smart about that, but no. And then. No, when she was in pain, that's when I knew it was the right, you know, the time, not the right time, but yeah.
Yeah. So. They have a lifespan like humans, and unfortunately, it's a short lifespan, so we get so attached, and it's very hard. Like kids go to college, leave their pet, and come back, it's gone.
I know.
They're traumatized.
That's true. So, how do people work with you, Doris, for this? If they are having, you know, challenges with their animals or, you know, I do also want to mention because I went to you for a healing after my mom passed away and you work in such an interesting way. And I think that, you know, is that how you work with the animals the same way?
The same way. And I usually talk to the owner as well at the same time to find out sometimes there's a parallel or there's a mirror between the pet and the owner. So they're in their lives for a reason. And the same way I work with humans, I kind of intuit what's going on. And because of my abilities, I'm able to feel where the blockages are, which chakra, which meridian, and I proceed to clear it that way.
That's interesting. You know, I thought something that was really interesting when I was having my work done with you, my healing, you had said that, you know, almost like past lives or our animals have felt something and then they come into your house. And so they're carrying this, you know, this new energy in, correct?
Correct.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, they might carry on, especially if they came from another home or from the shelter. Like they carry a lot of stuff.
Right, trauma or yes. Maybe that's how they got out or right. You just don't know.
Yes. And you see a lot of abuse towards pets. It sickens me. Sometimes I see it on social media. Like what
would they be thinking? Yeah.
What would they be thinking? So we clear that first. And then we try and build the relationship with another pet. If it's an aggressive pet, if they bark and bite, we don't want that biting, especially if there are small children at home. And we try to monitor that carefully. Sometimes if it's too violent, we need to do something that they may have to return the pet or find a more docile one.
Wow. Okay. So pretty much anybody that has a pet that they're having, you know, either, I don't know, I don't want to say problems, but...
There are problems. I keep getting a lot of skin issues, cancer tumors. Not every tumor is a cancerous one. Growths, teeth. And then, of course, as they get over 10 years old, these problems become bigger and bigger. And I always feel like if people would do maintenance on their pets, like once a month, once every 3 months, probably it would lessen the incidence of those accumulated.
Right. You know, what's interesting is pets. I remember growing up, and even though my mom was like such, she loved animals from, I mean, I just think that was her calling, probably like you. But my dad was like, you know, our pets are outside, yes. You know, so there's a different thing. But now, my gosh, as I don't know what it is, but pets have grown like no tomorrow. I mean, they are like the main thing of, you know, if you don't have kids, you have pets, you know, right? So, yeah. And so I think it's just such a huge benefit to be able to have you to work with them.
Yeah. In the past, people used to leave their pets outside, which is a good thing and not a good thing anymore, because pets have this way of processing their issues through the earth. So they download their energies or negative energies or diseased energies into the earth. However, these days, our earth is contaminated. Our parks have pesticide on them. So sometimes you let the pet go out and they come back and lick their paws. It's all toxic.
Right.
So I don't know what to tell people to let their pets out, because if they keep them at home, the disease remains in the house. So it's
so
a double-edged.
That you would try to help them, you know, you'd be able to feel that. And, wow, that's interesting.
And it's very interesting. And also the pet industry, their food. For years, they used all sorts of things. Now people are aware.
And yes, and I lost a dog from the dog food, from the glass and the china that it had in there. And so, yes, that's another big thing. So there's just so many things. Our world has changed so much.
Yes.
And so, Doris, where do people find out about you? And I know you wanted to give something away. And so let's share that with our listeners.
Yeah. What would you like to give
away? You tell me. You've got, do you want to do one of, one for people? Tell us how you work with them.
Well, I would give, I'll do for pets both, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'll give a pet aura spray.
Okay.
And I'll give separately a pet healing session.
Okay, and the healing session, is that over the phone?
Phone, and it's 45 minutes.
Okay, very good. All right, let's open up our lines. And that, of course, that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got a 45-minute session with your animals. Obviously, you're talking with the owner, correct? But you're talking about their animals. And, of course, that's with Dorothea Healing. And you know, it's really just healing bond with the pets in your life. So we'd love to share that. And then also, on a separate note, we've got an aura spray that we will be sharing with our listeners right now. And call in right now at 805-419-0008. Where do people find you if they don't win that?
Yeah, they can find me on my website, www.dorotheahealing.com, dorotheahealing.com.
All right. And she's got a great website. Check her out. And really, she is the founder of it, The Healing Essence. And you do a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I want to remind everybody tomorrow to get out to the 7th annual Simi Valley Dream Cuisine. We gave lots of tickets away. I'm happy to say that they are sold out. And this is a great event at St. Rose of Lima, Simi Valley. Also, I do want to remind everybody, October 22nd, I am the ambassador of the Susan G. Komen. And if you like to cook, I would love to have you be a part of this. It's going to be cooking for cancer and really to actually put that out and work towards that. Susan G. Komen does a great job, and I'd love to share that with you. Let's give some tickets away to Ventura Dead Zone 805 Halloween attraction. I've got a 4-pack, and they open up. This is their fourth annual year. They open up on the 14th till the 29th, 7 to 10, 12 years and over. And I'd love to share those. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you are in the market of looking for a house, or you already have a house and maybe you'd kind of need to look at your finances and you might be leaving some money on the table, our next guest, Michael Blazer from Stearns Lending, is going to be talking about what you can do to make a difference in your everyday monetary value of your home. Let it pay the mortgage for you, and you know, use that money and work with it. So again, stay with us. We're going to talk a little bit further about loans and what you need to get one. So you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio, is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third-generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wellacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home, and it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice, and she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going
to
see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind everyone about, of course, Dorothea Pet Healing, a 7-day seminar. Space is limited. And, of course, that's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that is scheduled. Is it scheduled all the way through, right?
It's scheduled all the way through to December.
Okay, so we've got, and it's Saturday, Sundays, and of course, October 23rd through December 4th, celebrate a healing and graduation party. So yeah, definitely check this out, and we'd love you to mention that you heard it on the Kim Pagano Show. All right, I am excited to get Michael Blazer in here from Stearns Lending, and of course, actually, that's where I have my loans, so I'm pretty familiar with Stearns. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, Michael, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I've been a resident of the Kanawha Valley for some 37 years, I think. When my wife and I got married, we moved from Woodland Hills and came out to Agoura and lived in Agoura and moved around a little bit from Thousand Oaks, Westlake Village. And I've been in the mortgage business all that time since I was a young tyke back in college. I got into it by accident, and it stuck with me, and I shunned my law school ambitions in favor of just going right into the business. Sometimes you've just had enough of schooling,
right?
And you just want to get started.
What's your tagline? You always say, right? Experience
matters.
There
absolutely.
You
go. And you know, we're going to talk a little bit about today's mortgage world being so complex. And if you don't have that kind of experience, in-depth experience and understanding how everything works, there's missed opportunities because of it.
Right. And I know, we were kind of going to, I mean, you're going to be on many times, but how to plan to buy a house plus simple ways to improve your mortgage qualifying, correct?
Right.
Yeah, because so many times right now it is such a buyer's market or a seller's market, right?
Seller's market, essentially. Prices are going up. They're getting multiple offers on
tons.
Good properties.
Yeah, it's not like, okay, let me lowball you. And right now it's like, okay, you go in at exactly what you think and they're still got 25 offers ahead of you.
Right.
Okay, so one of the ways you definitely want to be organized is to be pre-qualified, correct?
Right. You know, to buy a house, you really need to start with a planning process going forward. You don't just suddenly wake up one morning and say, I'm going to buy a house today. You really should plan, especially if you're a self-employed individual, because it's the new legislation has gotten more difficult for self-employeds to qualify. And so that planning process is something I like to review with clients early on. Sometimes I have clients that I'm working with for 6 months to a year before they actually buy a house to position themselves to qualify for the loan. And that takes some work sometimes, be it credit scores, be it income verification, down payment accumulation, and knowledge and understanding of just what they can qualify for in terms of a house. People have grand
ideas
of how much house they can afford, and it's just not that simple. They have to take into account not only the mortgage and interest to the loan, but the taxes and the insurance, maybe homeowner association fees, which have been going up too. So it's become clearly more difficult. You have to plan for this event. It's not just a surprise thing.
And it's one of the biggest events you're going to have in your life.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Doris, you own your home, right?
Yes.
Yes. And is this, I know that you were also looking to possibly move, right? Or, right?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. One day.
Yeah. I mean, but it's something that you have to really like kind of look at, you know,
Yeah.
When you have kids, you're looking for the school. When you are starting to retire, you look at where is it going to be an easy place for you to, you know, make sure that you're going to have your life there, right?
Right, right. Well, I mean, right now with baby boomers aging, we're seeing a tremendous demand for single-story homes as people start to prepare for their retirement years. And single-story homes, as you know, they don't build as many of them as two stories. Two stories clearly have become more popular. But those homes are really in demand, and they move fast. And that's the kind of planning that should kind of start with, is what kind of community do you want to live in, the school systems, what kind of house do you need? Do you need a one-story? Is there a handicapped person in the household or something like that? And bedroom and bathroom count. And there's a lot to go into that planning in terms, not just location, but in
I like types that, of house. Michael. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Michael Blazer. We're talking about planning. And I love that you don't even get right into, you know, the mortgage or how to get it. You actually are like, you know, okay, you want kind of the whole deal.
Right.
It's a whole package
right.
with you.
There are some people, clearly, who are more qualified right up front than others. You know, we all know that. But for those who maybe are first-time home buyers or maybe they're move-up buyers trying to go from their starter home to the next home, there is a great deal of planning that needs to go into it. I'd like to entertain and discuss the subject with people in advance of them actually making an offer on a home as much as possible, because not only does it make my job easier as we progress through the mortgage process, but it makes life for them less traumatic as well. They know what to expect. They understand the peculiarities of the mortgage process, and less surprises is good.
So where would you start if somebody was thinking of either downsizing or if somebody was thinking about purchasing their first home? I mean, what would be your first step? How do you start with a client?
Well, of course, those are almost opposite ends of
the spectrum.
They
are, and that's exactly, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a young person, is your income established? Do you have, essentially, the industry needs a 2-year track record of consistent earnings. And that's something that you really want to start with as a first-time home buyer, whether you're self-employed or you're employed. Getting your credit squared away. If you've got credit issues or had credit issues in the past, you know, the higher the credit score, the cheaper the interest rate, essentially. And that's called loan-level pricing adjustments.
Okay.
Our investors, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they actually charge a higher rate for people that have impaired credit. So the higher the credit score, the better off you are in terms of going forward. These things, and for people who are downsizing, they need to kind of think about the square footage they want to downsize into, how much of the equity they're going to swing over, what is their income scenario? Is it going down? Is their income going down, or is their income maintaining? And so these are all factors that go into the process. And I like to have these discussions with people in advance.
Right. And I like that because there's no surprises at the very end, right?
Nobody likes surprises.
No, definitely not when you're, you know, halfway through or you think you're able to get a loan and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, you've already put money out. You don't want to lose money.
Yeah. Where the experience matters is I think the worst thing ever is a slow no. In other words, we're a month into the process and oops, we can't help you. I'm sorry. You know,
that makes a lot of sense.
That's the worst thing ever. So, you know, it's bad enough that we have little bumps in the road based upon what people disclose or don't disclose or what's discovered through the documentation they provide. And we can deal with all that and anticipate some of that. So I'd like to make it a really positive, relatively involved process on the borrower's part. They have to interface with me on a regular basis through the process to answer questions, provide documentation. But it's all about achieving the end goal of getting them closed on time and maybe before the escrow is scheduled to close, possibly.
Well, you know, I know we need to take a really quick break, but when I come back, I want to talk about, so some of the banks are really slow and difficult to work with, right?
Yes.
And I want to find out what's the difference with working with you as a representative and, you know, really going right through Stearns, correct?
Yes.
So, all right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I thank you so much for being here. We are talking with Michael Blazer. We've got Doris Muna in the studio, too. And I would love to give away a pair of tickets to Ojai, to the Taste of Ojai. And, of course, that is coming up October 23rd Sunday. If you've never been to this event, first of all, the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa is amazing out there. And so I'd love to share those tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I do want to remind anybody, if you don't win them here, go to Rotary Club of Ojai and you can get them there. And of course, that is tasteofohi.com. All right, stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Music.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Enjoy the new art season and upcoming events at Studio Chandler Island's Blackboard Gallery in Camarillo. The new exhibition called Life Force features world-renowned artists Hiroko Yoshimoto and Bob Privet from September 1st through the 24th. Also, be sure to save the date for September 30th for a night of comedy and cocktails with the comedic talents of David Diebel, Steve Smith, and Jason Love. For all upcoming events, check out StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. Hey, we've got the second annual Oxnard Steampunk Festival coming up. And of course, that's October 15th and 16th. And I know that, Tom, I'm glad you said that because, you know, we gave away so many tickets last year. And then after the fact, we actually had people call up, right? And they were just amazed.
Everybody who called back talking about their tickets said, I could not believe that because they didn't know what to expect.
Right. I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest with you, because it was obviously their first one. But now it's grown. It's gated. It's 2 days. And I would love to invite you to go down there. It's, of course, that is in the Heritage Square in downtown Oxnard. And, of course, I've got tickets for October 15th and 16th. And call in right now at 805-419-0008. We are talking with Michael Blazer right now. We've got Doris Muna in the studio, and we're talking about really your house planning. I mean, planning your life is one thing, but then planning your house and how to make sure that it's working for you, that you've got your best interest rate if you're planning to either, you know, finally get a house, or maybe you've got equity in your house and you're thinking, should I move or should I refinance it? Or maybe you're downsizing. Maybe you're looking to go, okay, I am tired of working this hard to maintain my home and all my bills. And you might have your own, you know, gold mine in your own house. And so all you have to do is give Michael Blazer a call and let him help you plan for whichever direction that you need to go. Michael, give out your phone number also.
Sure. My phone number is 805-367-3117 and extension 105.
There you go. Thank you so much. So we were talking about, you know, when is it the right time to refinance?
Well, you know, refinancing is could be driven by two things. One, just to lower my interest rate, lower my debt service. And two, it could be used to also pull out cash equity out of the house to put to a good use. Could be college, could be vacation, it could be something that needs a large sum of money. So when you have an interest rate that's right now in anywhere near the mid fours, even maybe in the low fours, it might be a good time to consider refinancing and get something in the mid threes.
Wow. Okay. So is there like a point? Like, is it 1.5 points or does it?
Well, it varies depending upon the situation. So there's no set rule for that. I've refinanced people as little as 0.625% difference.
Oh, really?
And saved them hundreds of dollars a month on a larger loan.
Okay.
And people also have to recognize they may have had mortgage insurance on their loan. They may have been carrying mortgage insurance for years.
Okay, yeah, you had mentioned that to me before.
And,
okay, talk about
that.
You
know, with the rapid escalation in home values we've had, we may be able to refinance and wipe out that mortgage insurance. I did that recently for a couple, saved them $315 a month just in premium alone.
Wow, that's a big deal right there. Okay, cool. So do you need to continuing education to maintain your license, or how does that work? Because there's a lot of people that, you know, do mortgages, right?
Right, right. In the old days, you needed to have a real estate sales license to be a mortgage broker unless you were employed by a bank. Today, I have what's called an MLS license, and it's a federal license and state license to originate mortgages. I've gone through, you know, mega hours of instruction. I go through annual continuing education, just did it, as a matter of fact. So, and Stearns even has additional continuing education.
So you got to go through theirs too, right?
They double punish you to you know, make sure that you really are on top of the issues of today.
Perfect. Okay, great. So with everything increasing, okay, I mean, one, you know, our society went through such a hard time. And now, of course, we've got the elections right now. Where do you see the interest rates? I know you don't have the globe, right?
I
wish
I
you did. I wish
ball.
This could be the private Michael Blazer globe here. But I mean,
it's a good subject to talk about. We talk about it internally within our own company. We look at various factors that may affect interest rates going forward. But I default to the situation that we have at hand right now. We have record low interest rates as issued by the Federal Reserve, the Fed funds overnight rate. That basically sets the tone for the entire banking community. The mortgage industry is more closely tied to the 10-year Treasury, which is a little bit more volatile, goes up and down. But we're in a situation now where Janet Yellen, who is the Federal Reserve Chairman, may be in a position to raise rates on the Fed funds overnight rate in December. That's after the election. A lot of us think she's purposely held off until after the election, you know, so as not to influence that. But increasingly odds are that the Fed funds overnight rate will increase in December. So what that signals to the interest rate environment is an upward trend as opposed to a continued downward trend.
That scares me. Okay, that means things are going up, right?
Well, at some point, what has gone down will have to go up.
There you go. Exactly. All right. Okay. So let me ask you a question. What do people need if they're possibly thinking about refinancing? And obviously, if they're, well, let's just start with refinancing. How many years of, you know,
well, we're looking for several things. We're looking for, obviously, equity in the home to be able to do that. We need to have, from a documentation standpoint, 2 years of their federal personal tax returns. If they're self-employed, we'll need 2 years of their business tax returns as well. W-2s, you know, 2 months worth of complete bank statements showing the liquid assets that you have. Paycheck stubs. We need a full month of paycheck stubs if you're employed. So there's a lot of long list of documentation that's necessary. Whether it's refinance or purchase, it's basically all the same.
It's all the same.
But the appraisal will determine the loan to value that we can deal with as far as a refinance, whether you have equity to pull cash out or if you're just doing a rate and term refinance just to get a lower interest rate, then the requirements aren't as necessary as the cash out refinance.
Okay, and what is the time frame usually? How does that work? And is it different because you're going through, you know, Stearns as opposed to shopping?
Well, one of the things about Stearns, one of the strengths of Stearns Lending is that we are a mortgage banker. And what that means is, unlike the big box banks, I won't name them here, but you know who I'm talking about, that have big buildings on every corner, their primary emphasis, in my opinion, is to gain clients via the mortgage process and then cross-sell them through vertical integration for investment accounts, insurance, wealth management, so on and so forth, checking, savings accounts, business accounts, on and on and on. At Stearns Lending, as a mortgage bank, we don't do any of that. We have no cross-selling opportunities. All we do is mortgages, and we do about $3 billion a month in mortgages. Last month alone, in August, we did 52,000 new loans. So we are focused like a laser beam on just doing mortgages. The end result of that is we have a system that flows the loan through the process quickly, and it's not disturbed by cross-selling opportunities. You should meet with our wealth manager. You should meet with our insurance guy. None of that. So
it's just a straight,
Yeah, we just strut focus on getting the mortgage started, processed, and closed quickly.
Wow, I love it. We are at the end of our show. Michael, this has been really informative. Where do people find out more about you?
Well, they can go to my website. It's mikeforloans.com. Now, that is a part of the Stearns website, which is a highly secured, highly encrypted website. But if you go to mikeforloans.com, you can actually apply right online. Give us some information. I'll be electronically notified that you've done that and be able to pick up the phone and call you right away to ask you questions, answer your questions, clarify the situation, see if a refinance or a purchase is right for you.
There you go. I love it. All right. And also, of course, Michael is in our newsletter and on our website. So, you know, if you didn't remember what he just said right now, mikeforloans.com.
Mike for Loans. Yeah, I couldn't make it
easier. I know. You really couldn't. That's awesome. Well, I thank you so much for being here. Doris Muna, I thank you so much
for being here.
Give out your website one more time.
www.dorotheahealing.com.
All right. Right. Well, this has been an amazing weekend again. I hope that there's so many great events out there. Please get out of your comfort zone and go and do some of these things. And I wish you the rest of your weekend to be great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think. With that, go do something with that.
And what are you doing today?
There you go. I am going to be over at the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Come out and visit me. We've got lots of, we need that big old support team. And you'll meet some of my great people that I'm working with. All right. I'm Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we'll talk to you later.